Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome, welcome yet again, another episode. Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company. I am David Guthrie, joined today, I got to say, my best friends, aww, the beautiful, amazing, wonderful, my wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
That's so sweet. What he's not telling you is we had a disagreement this morning over communication, and then we had to make up by dancing to Backstreet Boys.
We never disagree, and we never dance to Backstreet Boys. That would be ridiculous, okay?
So if you've been listening to this show for longer than 2 minutes, you know that we're a little ridiculous.
She's more of an NSYNC kind of girl.
I am more of an NSYNC kind of girl.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like both.
You know, you got to do what you got to do, man. You know, it's one of those things. Just roll with it. But, you know, I tell you, today we are live from our studio in Cancun. It is 76 degrees, right? No. We're too busy helping clients to go to Cancun. It's sad. We'd love to be. But, you know, it is a beautiful 68 degrees.
In many ways, it's actually better.
Yeah, we woke up to a foot of sunshine today.
I know.
It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. But in all seriousness, our hearts go out to those.
In
Texas. My birth state.
It's true.
My birth state, born in Texas. I love that country. It's a great country. It's huge.
It is huge.
Yeah. Everything's
and
big
it was
in Texas.
Its own country for 8 years.
You know?
And they've never forgotten.
Why would we? I mean, come on. But seriously, we're in Tucson for a reason. It is an amazing place. Let's jump straight in because today's show is going to be awesome. We are going to be talking about
vacation rentals. Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're the greatest, and they're really pretty cool. But, you know, let's be real. There are some things here that we need to discuss. But before we get into that, we're always going to see where are we. In order to see where we are, we've got to look back where we've been. And so today,
it is Saturday, the
20th of
February.
February 2021. Hard to believe. And so here's our stats.
We're almost a quarter of the way done with the year.
Yeah,
we just have
crazy.
One more month. How did that happen?
We've just been helping so many people and just loving our kids and enjoying them that this time is flying by.
It's true.
So today, as of this morning, February 20th, 613 active listings.
That's 613?
In Tucson. Yes.
What?
613. Now back, I'm using
670 last week.
Something. Yeah, good memory. Yeah, we're continuing to have this pressure here happening. As of January 16th, there was 808 in Tucson on the MLS, and that's active. Not in different statuses of contingent under contract or pending or those kind of things. And last 7 to 12 months, same as last week, our median sales price was $230,000. And our last 3 months, we're showing, just looking 3 months back, not 7 to 12, we have a median sales price of $250,000. Days on market stayed the same as at 7, okay? And so going back to the rental side, right now, rents are up just slightly based on today's stats over last week. Your three-bedroom home is going to rent on average for about $1,375 a month. Contrast that with the median sales price of a three-bedroom home here in Tucson, Arizona, $250,000. So looking at, depending on credit, a whole lot of factors that your favorite lender can tell you about, but just kind of giving a ballpark here, 20% down payment, you're looking about $1,071 a month for that three-bedroom home versus $1,375. That is a fixed 30-year payment, saving you $304 a month as of today. But we know as interest rates rise and as rental rates rise, that savings is going to expand and continue. So guys, it's still a great time to buy. This is still a fantastic market to get into. I know it feels so fast, everything's moving, and we have a lot of stories of people needing to be patient, and we could tell a ton of those, but take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. Look, remember what you're buying here. You're buying a home to live in.
Why you're buying it.
Now, why are you doing this?
You know, there are legitimate reasons right now to say, you know what, this isn't the market I want to get involved in. But if you need something different because of your life, Those things don't change. Right. Everybody has to live somewhere.
And we love helping people figure those things out. And so if you just have questions, you just want to bounce some ideas off of us, 520-462-2611. That is our cell phone. It's our personal number. Go ahead and reach us. Send us a text, send us a call, or you can email info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Send us your comments, send us your questions, send us your why. Why do you want to move in 2021? And also, we'd love to have some show ideas. info@thisopenhouseshow.com. If you would like full MLS search capabilities, be able to see everything that's currently on the market, our website, extremely user-friendly, www.thisopenhouseshow.com. With that, one of the whys that we hear people looking to buy homes
is in the last couple of months.
Yeah, it's really picked back up again, is investment property, but not your average investment property where you're going to go rent to a tenant long term and have some stability there. We're talking about vacation rentals.
Yeah, so David and I have owned a vacation rental between we opened it November 2017 through May 2020. And we actually, so we were impacted by the shutdown in April. Everybody was.
Everybody. There was no getting around it.
But we had a unique situation in that we, and to preserve privacy, I won't go into the whole story, but we ended up selling because somebody approached us and asked us if we'd be willing to sell the house. And we hadn't been planning on doing that.
And just to be clear, this wasn't just anybody. It was a neighbor situation. This wasn't the kind of thing like, you know, everybody's getting these random text messages all over the places. From big air quote investors. I'm not saying there's not money behind those guys, but typically they're taking a lot of your equity out of here.
Yeah.
So anyway, this was just a real organic kind of a situation.
It was the right situation for us. So we sold it. And we're actually looking to get back into vacation rentals, but we did it for 3 years. And
it's not all sunshine and roses,
no,
is it?
No, because you're running a mini hotel. And right now, because of COVID, vacation rentals are having a moment because they feel much more safe and they feel much more personal and.
I mean, there's a lot of people, instead of going to Cancun, they're going to come to Tucson, Arizona and hang out and enjoy the great weather.
Right. But we've had a lot of people who, you know, we've got people who are clients who want to buy a house that they can live in sometimes, and then they can vacation rental. And so we thought we'd talk about it. So the first thing is, you can make significantly more income doing a vacation rental than you can a traditional rental, but
in
it's also
cases, yeah,
significantly more work.
This is a job.
Right. It is a job.
I mean, yes. You need to look at this as another job. This is a different kind of investment.
It's not passive in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Unless you outsource it, and then you're not making as much money.
Well, and there are other factors to consider, I think, as well, because some of the issues that we've had, let's kind of flip the script, you know, going in on all of our different vacations that we've had as a family. A lot of the places that we have stayed, and you do get this in hotels as well, but pretty dirty. I mean, I remember, you know, driving all night long, being so tired. You've got kids that are just way beyond done, and you finally get to your destination, and you open the door, and what greets you is a whiff of
cigarette smoke.
Yeah. And it's not just a whiff, it's like a punch in your face. And you know,
it's supposed to be no smoking carcasses on
the floor. And
so there's definitely, everybody's got a horror story. So the thing is that there are a bunch of things that you need to think about.
But hold on.
Sorry.
But the reason, one of the reasons that we're going to explain to you guys some of our methodology and what we were thinking about is because of all of these bad experiences. Because last thing we wanted was for a guest to be in our position that we've been in many times, where you're just exhausted and you've got a crying baby and you're like, I can't put this baby down on the floor.
Right.
I have to clean in order to make sure.
Right.
And so that's part of the issue here. And so I just want to ask you guys, like, what's your standard of cleanliness personally? If you're thinking about getting into this or you're currently in this, what's your standard of cleanliness?
Right, absolutely.
Maybe you want to exceed that for your guest.
Maybe you don't. So our standard was always for cleanliness that we wanted crawling babies to be on the floor and that there would be, that they would be clean when they got picked back up. And that was just our standard. So we had tile and carpet in our vacation rental, and we made sure that it was always mopped or vacuumed. And then we had our own personal carpet cleaner, and then we carpet cleaned once a month to make sure that it was really, truly clean. Well,
not only that, also our standard too was, you know, we didn't want you to find
hair,
bug carcasses, or hair in the drain.
Right.
These little details that really matter a lot, I think, when you're exhausted and you're coming and you want a super clean, safe place to rest.
Right. So cleanliness is one of those things that you need to figure out how you're going to handle your cleaning staff. Are you cleaning it? Are you hiring somebody? Do you have a checklist? Are you cleaning all of the things, especially now with surfaces? You know, when I saw the two major vacation rental companies come out with their new standard of cleanliness, I was actually appalled because I was like, this is the COVID standard? This is disturbing.
Right. All of a sudden, like, actual cleaning became a thing,
right?
And we're thinking, what was it before?
Right, I don't want to know what it was before, because if this is COVID clean, I don't even want to know.
We're going to talk
about more of the cleaning, more the laundry problems, some of the horror stories that we had after the break. So if you are doing vacation rentals or you have any questions, we'd love to talk to you. 790-2040. We'll catch you on the other side. Don't go away.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
You may not think of flu as a serious disease, but complications can lead to severe illness, hospitalization, and even death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone 6 months and older get a flu vaccine every year. Vaccines are available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and local health departments. Protect yourself and your loved ones this flu season. Get a flu shot today. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Yeah, that music always gets me hyped up.
If you had a camera in here, you'd like watch his,
yes,
like he's like drums.
Reach us, 520-462-2611. We love helping people buy investment property, vacation rentals, traditional rentals. We love helping people find their next home, their vacation home, whatever it may be. This is one of our passions, is helping people succeed in their real estate goals. You can call us, text us, or you can email us. info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And so we're talking about cleanliness of vacation rentals and getting into a little bit of detail about how we ran ours and some of the things of why we ran ours. And so cleaning is a factor, and we're not just talking surfaces, the light switches, the countertops, the floors, all of these things, clear glass windows, getting all the hair out.
Have you thought about that you need to wipe down all of the lamps, like all of the lamps, all of the doorknobs on all of the dressers,
yes,
like all of the things that you need to wipe down.
And also maybe you're thinking about too of, you know, there's factors of certain people are very sensitive to different chemicals. So we would always use natural products and spend a little bit more on those things. And that kind of stuff really created extra costs for us. We also had a wonderful housekeeper who helped us manage that and be there. But let's talk about a pain point here, because we had a certain standard, okay, when it came to cleaning. And we're going to talk about laundry in a second. I just want to separate that. Let's just talk about the cleaning aspect of this. Oftentimes, people don't think about the fact, and this is why it's a job, is what am I going to do if my house manager, my housekeeper is sick, okay? Or he or she has an emergency with a family or something like that. Guess who's probably going to be doing that? You're going to be doing that.
Right.
And if you're out of state or somewhere else, you're going to have some real issues unless your standards are different.
Right.
In which case, your reviews might not end up being all that great. And then you have a domino effect of low bookings. So, you know, you might be getting out there and doing that. And so, for example, we would affectionately call some of these days 4-hour flip days.
Right.
Tell us about four-hour flips.
So this isn't something that you're able to do right now because of COVID, but eventually you will. And basically what a 4-hour flip means is that you have a guest leave checkout at 10, and then you have a guest or 11, and then you have a guest checking in at 3. So you have 4 hours to deep clean a house, which...
And in certain times of the year, this is not uncommon.
Right,
like during our normal gem show cycle,
right,
you're gonna have a premium price on your property, and you're going to be able to rent it pretty much every single day.
Right. We had 3 years where basically December through April, we were doing majority of our flips, our cleaning the house and booking it to the next person, were 4-hour flips.
Right.
Right. And so you
and
need...
So put yourself in a position. Think about this. You've got guest A checking out, and you have guest B leaving. You really don't know what you're going to find when you come over to the property. Is it going to be very well kept, or is there going to be some other issues that you're going to have to deal with? For instance, did these people decide to have a party and not tell you about
right.
it? And today we're not going to go into horror stories. That'll be part two, maybe next week here. But, you know, did they have a party and not tell you about it? And now your trash cans are completely full and you're still a week away from trash pickup.
Right.
So you're going to have to deal with that, and your housekeeper decided to go call in sick. Now you're doing it, and if you're like us and you have kids, you're putting on some sort of movie, probably in the car while the air conditioning is running, so that everybody stays safe in the garage in order to be able to get the thing clean so your house doesn't get destroyed by your toddler.
Right.
Right? So you're going through and you are just doing everything you can to get it ready for these other guests, because you have a standard and
right.
you want to make sure that at the end of their stay, they're giving you that 5-star review. 4.5 isn't good enough. You need 5-star reviews.
Right. So if you're going to do this, and there's checklists everywhere, get a checklist and make sure that you run the walls, and that way you don't miss anything. If you're running the walls, that's what we did, is you run the perimeter of the house to make sure you're not missing anything. Are you checking underneath all of the beds? Are you checking underneath the dressers?
Are
you going in every drawer? Making sure that you catch all of those things. So that's the first thing, is just really know that the cleaning makes a difference in terms of all sorts of things. The next...
This is not something that you're going to be able to really outsource to multiple different people effectively, because, you know, this person on a rotation isn't going to know what the property was like before. They're not really going to understand. And especially if you're not there, having somebody local looking at this stuff every week saying, you know, that damage wasn't here last week is
right.
not going to be possible if you're constantly rotating
right.
people who are cleaning for you.
Right.
And so you're going to have a lot of issues with that if you're not on top
right.
of this.
And you also want to make sure that you get what you pay for. So charge a little bit of a higher cleaning fee and pay your people a little bit more. I promise you it is 110% worth it. So the next issue is you have to figure out laundry. When we first started, we had the idea that we were going to have a set on the bed, a set in the closet at the house, and then a set that was being washed. So there were 3 sets. Well, really quickly, we learned that that's not a good idea.
Work.
You want to have 2 sets, a set on the bed and a set in the laundry. And then we didn't get rid of our 3rd set so that if we got a call and said, hey, we need more linens quickly, we could just give it to them. And the reason why is that people have a tendency to use all of the things that you put out. And so we were doing laundry all the time. Or you're still doing laundry all the time, but laundry is going to be another pain point.
When we say we're doing laundry all the time, is you know, it wasn't really fair to say because we have our own stuff we're doing, but, you know, it felt like the washer and dryer were constantly going.
Right. And so that's just a thing that you need to think about is you have to wash the bedding. And if you're doing 4-hour flips, you don't have time to do it at the house. You have to, like some people can do that if you've got more time, but it, even though we don't have to take it down to the creek anymore and rub it with a washboard, it still takes time to do. We had 5 beds, 5 sets of laundry. And so
you're taking bundles back with you to the laundromat or wherever you're at.
And
if you're going to use laundromats, I mean, that's expensive.
It's expensive. So it's a thing that you need to have figured out. How am I going to handle the laundry issue? The other thing is...
Unless, of course, you're okay with just not changing that stuff.
No, that's not okay. I'm covering his mouth. That is disgusting. Oh. Do not ever... That is like... I'm like, oh my gosh.
But you know what? This is one of the reasons why people get a lot of bad reviews. And this is one of the also reasons where, you know, we also were a little bit more extreme because there were some guests who were extremely helpful and would want to do things like wash and the on-site laundry and try to make the bed and do that sort of thing. We had no idea if this was actually done or not or clean to our standards. And therefore, you know, while we appreciated their intent, that automatically got ripped off. We would go and clean it ourselves, right? So,
Then you have the towels that you also have to take care of. So there's just, and that we managed to do during the flip period of time because it was just the towels and that was about 2 laundries. You also have to think about the bath mats. You need to wash the bath mats every time. So you need to have money to put in to replace bath mats that are getting frequently washed and frequently dried because there's nothing grosser than...
As well as replacing the stocked items that you need for normal stuff.
Right.
Your coffees, your different
things
like that.
Another thing that you need to think about is dishes. You need to make sure that you are not just assuming that the dishes that got put away into the cabinets are actually clean, but you need to go back through and you need to make sure that you've cleaned them, that you know that they have been through, you know all the pots and pans are clean, because different people have different standards.
Yeah. And you might be listening to all this and you might be thinking, boy, I knew Dave and Rebecca were intense. I tell you, we're this intense on our own stuff. We're going to be, we're even more so when it comes to our clients' stuff. But here's the deal, guys. We're that intense. But really, I give the majority of credit to Rebecca here. I got my hands dirty quite a bit on this, but she was the one who, the brunt of this management, she took on as far as the dealing with the guests and the bookings. And we haven't even gotten into those kind of communications yet. But I tell you what, we had one of the highest rated. What was the rating that you got your rental?
So we were number 25 in the Tucson area for HomeAway. We were number 25 for all. We were number 50 for all houses and number 25 for 3-bedroom, 2-bath,
right,
which is what we had.
So it's really easy to run something and, I might make a few bucks here or there, offset some cost and, you know, come and have a place to stay and it's, you know, not a total wash. But if you actually want to run this thing to where it's a business, you've got fantastic reviews from people who says, oh my gosh, this is like the cleanest and best experience that we've had in a vacation rental. This is the kind of standard that you should shoot for. COVID standard, like Rebecca was mentioning, that came out. It's pretty appalling that that's the standard now to keep people safe. Whatever that was before, we don't know. So, you know, keep that in mind. And I think for those who are listening and they're users of vacation rentals and those kind of things, you know, these are some of the questions that I would ask. Like, tell me about your cleaning protocols. Explain to me, how do you take care of it? After going through and actually going through the headaches of owning one of these things, there's many different questions and many different ways we look at these properties now when we go to rent them and use them. And in fact, a lot of the times it's crazy because we've started using hotels even more, I think, personally because of all the things that we've seen. And we just know, hey, it's impossible for most people who are out of state to deal with this kind of stuff. So with that said, If you are out of state, let me tell you how we're going to help you, okay? Right now, it's hard to get out. It's hard to fly out. Maybe you're stuck in snow or ice or any of these other areas. Our heart's with you, but we can do virtual tours with you. We are doing so many of these where we're getting on Zoom or FaceTime or whatever, and we are going through properties in person. You're able to see all the nooks and crannies, but most importantly, do not buy a house. Do not even think about buying a house until you get a good solid consultation. And what I mean by that is we go through the process, the 50,000 foot view of everything that you need to know before you go ahead and put your house on the market or even think about buying a home. You can go ahead and reach us if you want to schedule one of those, 520-462-2611, anytime, day or night. Or you can reach us, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to help you. We'd love to hear your stories and get some ideas for our show. You can also do a full search, www.thisopenhouseshow.com. Guys, thank you very much. We want you to stay safe out there.
And next week we will finish up talking
horror
about
vacation
rentals, because this the half hour always goes by so fast.
So fast.
So thank you so much for spending a half an hour with us. We'll catch you next week.